This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 944, Three Bad Habits and Three Easy Hacks to English Connection.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, it's not always about the vocabulary. Learn three things that might be holding you back from connection and what you can do to change those habits immediately.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Michelle, what's new with you?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm good. I know I was talking about the weather yesterday and I'm still excited about it and starting to get my sandals on and good stuff. What about you? What's new with you?
Well, I'm also getting not my sandals on, but I'm getting my running shoes on because I'm involved in a steps challenge. You know how like on your phone, your iPhone, you can measure your steps now? Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Yeah. So I have a little challenge. I'm moving to a new place and the person I'm going to be living with, we have a challenge going that whoever gets the most steps in the month of May doesn't have to pay, does not pay for laundry. The other person does the laundry and we don't have a washer dryer. So we're going to have to pay for wash and fold. So the other person has to pay for the laundry.
Oh, very good.
So I'm not going to be the one that loses that competition. So I'm going crazy. Okay. I'm like, how can I get more steps? I'm trying to, it's like, do I work or do I go run around Cambridge to get my steps?
Well, pick up your computer right now and just walk around while you're recording.
Or I should get like a treadmill so I can have a treadmill while we record or something, you know?
Oh yeah, I like it. That's a good idea.
I need a strategy. So let me know if you have any hacks.
You'll be out of breath while we're, you know, talking, but that's fine.
So that's what's going on. And we're also interviewing students for our Boston and New York immersion programs. And pretty soon, Michelle, we're going to be getting into the nitty gritty details about the New York trip. Are you excited about that?
Oh, I'm very excited. I can't wait.
I know. So, Michelle, you're going to be doing a lot of the planning for us for the New York trip because you live there. You know New York, right? You're going to be plugging in our strategies and our challenges into the city. And we're going to be relying on you for your ideas and recommendations, right? So very excited.
Very exciting. Can't wait. Yeah, guys, New York.
Yeah.
Nothing like it, right?
Nothing like it. I just interviewed a student last night who's coming to the Boston program. And, you know, it's interesting. I think a lot of our listeners, you guys would see yourselves in this situation. You know, this student, she wants to push her English forward because she has a boss who has high expectations of her when it comes to English. She lives in Brazil. But she wants to succeed at work and also having a family. I mean, it's not possible to attend a traditional school in the evenings. It's just not possible. possible. So she's going to join us and get this burst of English confidence in this weekend. It's a good alternative, guys. If you are a professional person, you have a family at home, and instead you want to combine English with having a vacation in the US, it's a good option.
Yeah. Oh, it's tons of fun.
Oh my gosh. English actually can be fun. So guys, if you want to apply, go over and apply, because the spots are going to start to fill up quick. Go to allearsenglish.com/immersion. That's IMMERSION, and choose Boston or New York and send in your application. Okay.
All right.
Awesome. So Michelle, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about small habits that can hold you back from articulating.
Yeah.
When you already have the English.
So yeah, Michelle, exactly. Because sometimes, you know, we already have the vocabulary. We talked about this last week or earlier in this week. We have the vocabulary. We do teach you vocab a lot, guys, on the show, because it's easy to teach and you guys, you want it, you need it. But sometimes we need to step back and think, is there something else that I'm doing that's actually preventing me from connecting? Right, Michelle?
We don't want that.
That's why we're here today for our listeners.
Okay, awesome. So are we going to go over like the things that are holding people back?
Yeah, let's get into it. How are we going to break this down today, Michelle? How are we going to break this down?
Okay, well, we are going to talk about three habits that are holding you back and how, and some hacks as to how you can fix those habits.
Hacks. What is a hack? I love that word. I think it's so dynamic.
It's like a fix.
Yeah.
It's like a way to fix something, like ways to easily fix, like get around something.
Exactly. And I think the word hack is very much in style right now, right? It comes from like to hack into a computer or something. But you're right. That's a good description. An easy way around, an easy way. Like I'm, for my steps challenge, I'm looking for a hack. Like I thought maybe I could go to the stair stepper and just do the stair stepper for like an hour. But you know what? I got so bored and so sweaty. I was like, I can't do this. This is not a good hack.
That would be boring. Yep.
It's so boring. It's so boring. Anyways, so let's dive into it, Michelle. I mean, maybe our listeners, they feel that, you know, their level is higher and they could make better connections, but they're just not getting it. So today's episode, guys, is inspired by a conversation that I had with one of our students in Tokyo. Guys, if you're wondering about our Tokyo program, it was a big success. If you want to get on the list to be notified next time we launch this, go to allearsenglish.com/Tokyo. Okay. So, Michelle, who would this apply to, this kind of lesson today? What kind of students would this apply to?
Well, I think it could apply to a lot of our listeners. So, okay, guys, is this you?
Yeah.
Okay. You've studied English for years.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Your grammar is fine. It's good enough, you know, not perfect, but good enough. Mm-hmm. Your listening is good. And your speaking is even very fluid, but you don't connect.
Exactly.
Okay. So this applies to that listener.
Exactly. And what else? What about like, how is this person like exactly around people when they're speaking English? No, go ahead.
Yeah. Like people aren't like engaged with you. They're not drawn to you. They're not, you know, pulled in by what you want to say. And, you know, you want to make them keep talking to you, but something is in the way. Something's happening.
Exactly. I mean, there's nothing worse than feeling like we can't engage people, you know, because again, that comes back to connection. And the beautiful moments in life are when we do have that connection. We're looking someone in the eye and we're sharing a moment. And that's never going to happen if we don't kind of get through these hacks, right? We don't have these hacks. These are going to get you there, guys. Okay. So, Michelle, can we have your drum roll?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I never get the symbol, but that's okay.
We need a symbol. Maybe next year. Maybe when we get past episode 1000, we'll get you a symbol.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Oh, that would be pretty cool.
That's awesome. So what are the hacks? I mean, what is the first one, Michelle, that we can do immediately that will change that level of connection?
Okay. Well, first we're doing the habit, right?
Yeah, the habit.
So for this one, the habit is the angle of your face and body. So if your chin is down and you're looking down and you're not making eye contact, your shoulders are kind of down, it's just like your body language is giving off this insecure vibe, right? You might have trouble engaging with people. So, I mean, so what can our listeners do, Lindsay?
Yeah. Well, first of all, we need to realize this is a problem because we're such a we're such a visual society, right? We're so like when we're in a big room, let's say like at an event, a networking event, people just aren't going to approach you when you look like that. It's just we make such quick decisions around who we're going to talk to. And so give yourself the best possible chance, guys. Put your chin up. Put your shoulders back, straighten your spine. Imagine that there's a string from the top of your head to the sky. Like that'll help you elongate your spine. And what about our eyes, Michelle? Where should we be focusing our gaze?
On the eyes of the person we're speaking to.
Sure. I mean, you don't need to like stare deeply into
you don't need to be creepy about it. But, you know, you should have maintain some level of eye contact. Don't like look off into the distance or look at the ground.
Yeah. And we realize like this is very cultural, right? I mean, this, mm-hmm. the amount of eye contact, when it should happen, where it should happen is cultural. So, but just understand where you are in the world, who you're talking to and what they're going to expect. That's part of connection, right? Especially in our cosmopolitan world here. That's part of connection, knowing where that person's coming from and having a few hints on what they're going to expect and how you can build that connection across cultures.
Sure, sure. Oh, that's so true.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. What about the second hack? So I like the first one, right? This is all about like, how are we positioning our chin, our face, our eyes? What's the second one, Michelle? We're talking more about the way we're speaking.
Okay. So the second habit that you're doing that you need the hack for is it deals with your pitch and your pace. Mm. So, right. If you're speaking fast, if you're mumbling, or you're not spacing or chunking your words and you're very quiet. So that is huge. I cannot stress that enough. It's huge.
Yeah. I feel like you're really good at with this, Michelle, the opposite of this, right? The hack. You're good at the hack here.
Because
you're a performer and you've told us that you feel really comfortable on stage, on the microphone. So guys, listen to the way Michelle speaks. She chunks her words really nicely. You know, like just you portray your voice very well. So try to model Michelle, guys. As an example. No, really, Michelle, I think you have a really nice microphone voice, a good stage voice.
Thank you.
So
thank
guys,
you.
Yeah. So this is the hack, guys. You know, what can our, Michelle, can you tell our listeners what we can do here? I mean, what can we do to fix this problem?
Okay. Well, yeah, guys, make sure that you slow down because sometimes when you're too fast, you're going to drop sounds, you're going to drop words, and it's just going to be too hard to understand. People can't follow it. And you got to chunk your words and phrases in a way where they're manageable to the listener. So they're in little chunks instead of just one long, like, sentence that never ends, right? This also means pausing, breathing, watching people. Like, are they paying attention to what you're saying? Do they seem engaged? Are they resonating with you? And if not, change how you're speaking. But one of the biggest things, I think, is really to also speak louder.
Yeah, sometimes we can just hack into it right here just with pitch or with the volume of our voice. We could just by getting louder. We can get really drowned out in the world if we're very soft-spoken, right? It can be sometimes it's nice to be soft-spoken, but many times in the public space, if you're trying to connect, especially in the business world, we don't want to be soft-spoken. We want to actually make our mark.
Oh, you have to. I mean, I work on this with my students all the time. You know, that many students want to speak quieter. It's, you know, it deals with also confidence, right? Which is what we've been talking about and what we talked about last episode as well. And, you know, if you're going to like talk like this and like, oh, hey, right?
Yeah.
It's just going to sound like you're not confident in yourself and you're going to develop that identity that we were talking about last episode that doesn't necessarily fit with who you are, right? And we don't want that. You want your identity to match who you are.
That's a good point. Identity
you're portraying. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you guys missed that episode, go back to 943 and you'll know what we're talking about. But right, like what we do, what we witness ourselves doing, the way we see ourselves speaking is the identity that we create for ourselves, right? So we want to make good habits, create good habits. Okay. Love that idea. And then is there a third one, Michelle, a third like bad habit and a hack to get around it?
Sure. Well, engagement, right? You got to ask questions,
yeah.
Right? So if you feel like people aren't engaging with you, you got to ask questions, you know, not just like, you know, like you don't want to just be in some sort of monologue with yourself, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You have to ask questions that have a strong quality. You have to ask, think about the frequency of your questions and things mm-hmm. like that. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I agree. Like, I mean, that's connection, right? This is that final piece. And this is, you know, a little bit harder than the first two, but it's doable, guys. So using things like interjections, you know, when someone's supporting the speaker, you know, we've shown you how to do all of that on the show before, but that really is like being another human being in the conversation. Like you got to be someone across from that person and like giving them feedback. People don't want to talk to a wall, right?
Right. No.
Yeah, for sure. Right? So what's the good news here, Michelle?
All right. So number one and number two that we spoke about, which were the angle of the face and body mm-hmm. and the pitch and pace. So those should be simple and quick fixes, right?
Yeah.
I do know from personal experience with some students that, you know, the volume doesn't always come natural to people. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't like mm-hmm. just you got to work on that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've worked with students at live events this year in Boston and Japan to make these quick and easy fixes. And you'll be able to see those immediate results, especially if you keep on working at it, especially volume.
Especially volume,
If any of my students are listening, they definitely know that this is a huge thing.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. I mean, we have seen like in our live events, I can think of two students over the summer and then a student in Japan that we were able to talk about these changes and make immediate changes and see results. So many of these things we can see quick fixes. You're right. The volume's not natural, but it is a change we need to make, you know?
Yes.
So we need to do that. But what about number three?
Well, you know, that one's a little bit trickier. It takes a little bit more skill building, mm-hmm. right? But you can start to move in that direction. It may not happen overnight, but just get into it. You know, that's why we're here. That's why you listen to this show. You get ideas and, you know, also you just gotta consume other things. You gotta consume other podcasts and forms mm-hmm. of media, watch TV, watch movies, get the input that you need to be able to contribute.
Yeah, it's so true. Like input is so big, right, Michelle? It's like, you know, we talk about on the IELTS Energy podcast, you guys ask us why the writing and speaking test, like where can I get ideas for the writing and speaking test? Well, the way you get ideas is by having ideas coming in so you can spit them back out. Not literally, but you can put them back out, right? They come in, they go out, right? That's the way it works. If you're not consuming any ideas, any media, when it comes to striking up a conversation or taking an IELTS exam, you're not going to actually have any material to work with, right? So that's mm-hmm. the key, guys. So go over and, by the way, if you're taking IELTS, go subscribe to IELTS Energy Podcast and you'll get some really good ideas there. But input. It's huge, Michelle. It's massive. What podcast mm-hmm. do you listen to any podcast yourself, Michelle? Anything on the side?
No.
No.
Do you?
Yeah. I listen to a bunch of business podcasts and I listened to one actually about vegetables. listened to a podcast called see if I can find it here. I can't find it in the time we have here. Well, anyways, it's by someone that I met at it's called Let's Veg About It. And it's about how to eat organic vegetables. Someone that I met at the podcast conference in California last year. And she just talks about like reminding us which vegetables are right to eat and that kind of thing. I don't know, guys, just find what you're interested in and subscribe to some shows. So you're getting input, you're getting ideas. Okay. That's so important.
Yes. I will do that too.
Okay. Tell us what you subscribe to, Michelle.
I will.
So Michelle, what's the takeaway today?
All right, guys. So if you're doing any of these three things, right, these habits, if you have any of them, they're holding you back from articulating and connecting, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, your first step is just to notice that you're doing it, right?
Yeah.
So think about it. Or do you identify with any of these things? And then you got to find the fix. So focus, you know, you don't have to do everything at once, right? Just choose one thing at a time. And,
yeah.
You know, another thing that you could do is study speeches like Obama's speeches or other great speakers in history and, you know, try and model after them.
Yeah. Obama, I heard this written somewhere. I saw this written somewhere. Someone was speaking about how he had a very unique form of pausing that created like a lot of drama in what he was saying. Good drama as opposed to all the drama that's going on in government right now.
Right. Good drama is good.
Yeah. He's quite a speaker. I mean, you really could just go to YouTube and Google like Obama speeches. I'm sure you'd come up with things and just notice the way he holds his face and body structure too. He had like his chin was up a lot of times and he had an interesting way of chunking thoughts and pausing that really created interest where people wanted to know what he was going to say next. So cool. So cool.
Right. And model him, but don't just like now go out and do your best Obama imitation. You want to hear a variety of different people. So because he does have this unique way of speaking, if you just like kind of adopt it completely, then it may not sound how, you know, right. People might think, oh, are you imitating Obama?
Right. You need to, you got to get a trademark on that, right?
Exactly. Get a good variety of speakers and then, you know, take a little bit from everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. The point is we're observing good speaking and then we're creating our own style, right? That works with us, guys. Yeah, exactly. That's so true, Michelle. Good point. So guys, remember, if you really want to see quick progress in one intensive weekend, go over to allearsenglish.com/immersion and sign up or apply. It does require an application for the New York City or Boston Immersion Adventures, because there you will see a before and after that will surprise you. You know, the confidence you'll get at the end of that weekend. Wow. It's going to be awesome, guys. All right.
Okay,
so,
I love it.
Michelle, I'm glad we talked about this weekend. You know, this is about connection again. I mean, we can't be talking to ourselves. We want to connect with people, and this will get our listeners there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Guys, these are great keys to success. And let us know how it goes, you know, and we'll be thinking of you.
Sounds good, Michelle. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.